Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them, while everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Hey, it's Will Salatin from The Bulwark. Remember Todd Blanche, the lawyer who made millions of dollars defending Donald Trump, including that case where Trump got convicted of 34 felonies? Well, last week, Blanche was confirmed as the Attorney General of the United States. And if you thought the corruption that we've already seen in the Department of Justice couldn't get any worse, I got some bad news for you. So today, Blanche was on Meet the Press, and Kristen Welker asked him whether he would stand in the way if Trump tries to corrupt the Department of Justice even more than Trump already has. And the answer was, not really. So let's start with the question that Welker asked at the beginning of the interview.
You, of course, used to be President Trump's former personal defense attorney. Can you pledge that the Justice Department will always act independently of the White House?
Well, there's a big difference between saying we will always do our job and investigate any case and act independently of the White House. No, I'm not going to pledge that. And no attorney general should ever pledge that.
Whoa. This was a really simple question. The question was, will federal law enforcement be independent of the White House and its political motives? And the fact that Blanche won't say yes to that question, just that tells you already that he is afraid of Trump and he is weak, and he will let Trump control the Department of Justice. And then Blanche explains why he won't pledge to be independent.
I mean, if I were to pledge I will be independent of the White House, what that means is that if President Trump says, I want the Department of Justice to go after every violent criminal in this country, which is what he has said, what you're saying to me is I just say, no, sir, not going to do it.
Wait a minute. That is not what independence means. Going after criminals is not something that the Department of Justice would need the White House to tell it to do. Going after criminals is the department's job. So what Blanche is doing here is he's pretending that when Trump tells him what to do, that the instruction from Trump will be to go after criminals. And Blanche is using that pretense to cover for what Trump actually tells the attorney general, and that is to target specific people, Trump's political enemies, for prosecution. So Welker tries to ask Blanche about those corrupt instructions.
Well, I guess big picture, if the president asks you to do something that you feel crosses an ethical or legal line, would you do it?
The president will never ask me to do something unethical or legal or illegal. He never has. He never will.
Wait a minute. Just to remind everybody, here is what Donald Trump posted on Truth Social a little less than a year ago. This was supposed to be a private message to Pam Bondi, who was at that time the attorney general. Here is the message. Pam, what about Comey, Schiff, Letitia? They're all guilty as hell. So Trump literally wrote there that the U.S. attorney in the Comey investigation decided that, quote, we had no case. So I fired him, says Trump. And then Trump told Bondi, justice must be served now. He told Bondi to put one of Trump's personal lawyers, Lindsey Halligan, in charge of getting the indictments. And that is exactly what happened. 5 days after Trump posted that message, he got the indictment he wanted. So when Blanche sits there and says Trump would never ask him to do anything unethical or illegal, he is absolutely lying. In fact, later in the interview, Blanche specifically said this.
And there again, there is this extraordinarily false narrative that the president wakes up in the morning and calls me and says, Todd, go prosecute X or Y. He does not do that. He has never done that. He will never do that.
Hilarious. That is exactly what Trump told Bondi to do in that Truth Social post before he fired her for not doing enough to prosecute his enemies. So then Welker asks what should be another easy question. And again, Blanche refuses to give the ethical answer.
Should the president have a voice in individual prosecution decisions at all?
Every American has a voice in prosecutions. I mean, we hear from Americans all the time. As a matter of fact, many of our investigations start with an American citizen coming forward and saying they saw something. And so whether President Trump should have a, quote, voice, it depends.
The question was whether Trump should be allowed to do what he demanded in that Truth Social post, which is to directly influence prosecutions of his enemies. And Blanche says, well, every citizen should have the right to influence prosecutions. And the president's a citizen, so yeah. You can see how Blanche, who once again was Trump's personal lawyer, is doing what he has always done. He is inventing reasons to justify whatever Trump tells him to do. Here he is coming up with another reason. Listen here for the word elected.
Would you take his opinions into consideration when he says, I think this case should be revived? Will you take that into consideration?
Will I take the President of the United States' view on something into consideration? Yes, of course. And I hope every attorney general in history would not answer that question differently. Just let's play that out. The President of the United States, the elected President of the United States, says something to me, and I'm supposed to say to you, I would say, nope. I mean, that's not the way it works.
Did you catch that? See, the president is elected. The people gave him a mandate. And therefore, when the president tells the attorney general to prosecute his enemies, the attorney general should listen to the president and do what the president says, because that is the will of the people, right? When Americans voted for Trump, they voted to let him control and corrupt the Department of Justice. According to Blanche, this absolute corruption is democracy. In fact, Blanche explicitly says that Trump likes to give instructions about law enforcement on social media.
So if he has a view on that, he talks about it on social media. He talks about it when he speaks to the American people. That's certainly something that I listen to.
He's telling you out loud that he's going to listen to what Trump tells him to do on social media, which is exactly what I just showed you, a corrupt instruction to prosecute political enemies posted on social media. And Blanche says, yep, I'm certainly going to listen to that. By the way, if you don't know, when you're finding this video on YouTube or through a podcast, I'm a writer for The Bulwark, and I hope you'll come and check us out at thebulwark.com. Okay, so everything we just heard from Blanche is appalling, but it gets worse. Welker brings up Trump's pardons of the January 6th felons.
On President Trump's first day in office, as you know, he pardoned everyone who attacked the Capitol on January 6th, including 172 people who pleaded guilty to assaulting police officers. How is that consistent with your pledge to always protect law enforcement?
There's nothing inconsistent about that. The president's pardon powers, any president's pardon powers, are not limited. So when I say, and when this Department of Justice says, and when the FBI says, like we're saying, and every U.S. attorney is saying, that if you assault law enforcement, we will prosecute you to the fullest extent of the law, that is absolutely what President Trump expects. Absolutely what I expect of our prosecutors, and that's completely separate from any president's ability to pardon.
Oh, so Blanche absolutely believes in prosecuting people who beat up cops. And Trump absolutely expects the Department of Justice to prosecute people who beat up cops. But if the people who beat up the cops happen to be supporters of Trump, then Trump will pardon them. And that's totally fine, because those people were prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And hey, what happens after they were prosecuted, when the insurrectionist who inspired the cop beaters lets them walk out of jail? Oh, that's none of my business, says Blanche. In fact, he won't even say there's anything wrong with those pardons.
he did the opposite of that effectively. I mean, on January 6th, police officers were beaten with baseball bats and flagpoles. Do you believe it was wrong to pardon the people who assaulted police officers on January 6th, given that you have vowed to protect law enforcement?
Every attorney general vows to protect law enforcement, including me. And so, no, I'm not opining or in any way saying what President Trump did is wrong. Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Please, please don't get the impression that as the attorney general of the United States, I think there's anything wrong with a guy leading an insurrection to try to overthrow an election and then pardoning the people who violently attacked police in that insurrection. No, no, says Blanche. I have no problem with any of that. This guy is supposed to be the nation's chief law enforcement officer. He just got confirmed by the Senate, and it couldn't be more obvious that he has no backbone and he will do whatever Trump tells him to do. So
you ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
That brings us to a question about the future. Not just the prosecutions that Trump wants him to do, but the fund that Trump and Blanche originally set up to pay money, your tax money, to the January 6th felons and other supporters of Trump who claim that they're victims of the Department of Justice, back when the department was run by real law enforcement professionals instead of being run by Trump and his crooks. Blanche claims that the fund is dead, but he has trouble answering this question.
If the president asks you to revive the fund, will you tell him no?
Well, the president has said it's dead as well. So you can, and as the president has said, that he very strongly believes that those that were, that had this Department of Justice weaponized against them should be compensated, that he's going to continue to say that.
He said it's up to you. He was just asked about it. He said effectively, it's up to you what to do about this.
So, and I've said repeatedly, it's dead. And he has also said it's dead. He said it in a cabinet meeting with the press there.
So the question was, if Trump tells you to revive the fund, will you say no? And Blanche didn't answer that question. He just keeps saying the fund is dead. Really? Here's the memo in which Blanche supposedly said the fund was dead. You can see right there, Blanche wrote that the fund was, quote, not operative and no claims were paid. But that doesn't mean the fund is dead. It means the fund is dormant. A dead fund can't be brought back to life. A dormant fund can be brought back. And guess who wants to bring it back? Here is what Trump said about the fund at that cabinet meeting.
Do you agree, just to be clear, do you agree with the acting attorney general that the anti-weaponization fund is dead? And why not just put that in
writing? Well, it is dead, but, you know, I wish it weren't, to be honest with you. I think people were horribly treated, horribly abused. This has nothing to do with Todd. This was me. Horribly abused. And I'd like to see them compensated for the pain.
He'd like to see them compensated. Do you believe for a minute that if Trump tells Blanche he wants to bring back that fund, that Blanche won't do it? Look, this whole disgusting interview on Meet the Press is a display of Blanche's abject servitude. Again and again, he shows you he has no backbone and he will rationalize anything Trump tells him to do. And you can't even touch this guy, because he doesn't work for you. He works for Trump. But I'll tell you who you can touch. 15 Republican senators who confirmed this gutless collaborator as attorney general are up for re-election in November. So go vote and let them know what you think. See you next time.
John Daly here. You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.